Well, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says that the Navy is conducting a broader investigation into the collision of a warship with an oil tanker east of Singapore.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
The U.S. Navy earlier announced a halt to its operations to focus on safety as it searched for 10 sailors who went missing after the incident. The guided missile destroyer John S. McCain collided while it was nearing Singapore for a routine port call on Monday. Now, the collision caused flooding in some compartments, including a crew sleeping area. A U.S. Navy official said that there were no indications the collision was intentional or the result of cyber intrusion or sabotage. Back in June, another guided missile destroyer, USS Fitzgerald, collided with a freighter in Japanese waters, leaving 7 sailors dead. Well, crossing over to Madison, joined by James Fetzer, political analyst. Thanks so much for being with us. What is going on here? Why it seems very mysterious the way the defense secretary was talking. Your take on what's happening.
Civilians cannot begin to appreciate the gravity of the situation, thereby events. We had an event in 2014 in the Black Sea where a destroyer, Donald Cook, was overflown by a Russian Su-24 tactical bomber. All of its electromagnetic components, its computers, its guidance system, and so forth were taken out, neutralized. That left the ship a sitting duck. It meant that the Russians have the capability of turning off, shutting down any naval vessel of the United States. Now we find 2 more incidents taking place in the same relative vicinity involving Fitzgerald, which is hit by this enormous container ship, which, let me say, is to search for an analogy, is roughly like an elephant stepping on a fox. The Fitzgerald is small and nimble, like the McCain. These ships by which they were hit are enormous, massive, difficult to steer, difficult to turn. These should never have happened. They cannot possibly be matters of incompetence. That means that another source, it may be Russia, it may be China, has the ability to take control of American naval vessels on the high sea.
So now you're saying that perhaps it's Russia or China. You don't think that, because the official statement is basically that they do not think that there's any sabotage, or they do not think that there's been any intrusion or anything done in purpose, but you think that it is otherwise?
That's ridiculous. That's a cover story. They're so embarrassed that they have lost control of their own ships. Now, frankly, the fact that it was the John McCain, actually it's named for his father and grandfather, both of whom were Navy admirals, I think is significant here, because John McCain, the senator, has been very aggressive, very warlike, talking about Iran, about Russia, North Korea. So I believe it was a symbolic gesture to figure him out. These ships bristle with electronic measures. They have sonar, they have multiple types of radar. Their whole function 24/7 is to maintain surveillance above the water, on the water, below the water. It is impossible that something like this should have happened without some external power having taken control of the ship's equipment and neutralize it, as we saw in the Black Sea previously with the Donald Cook.
All right, very interesting story. Definitely keeping an eye on that. Thanks so much for being with us out of Madison, James Fetzer, political analyst.